in the meeting again yesterday. And the answer was a flat no.
And you made it clear you were asking for on my behalf.
Yes. No question about that at all.
I'll be damned. I'll be damned. Is C. Miller tied into the Kennedys?
I don't think so, and I don't know whether C. Miller and Ramsey are getting along together. No, I thought the first fellow I went to Friday afternoon was C. Miller. And I said, this extension makes sense. I said, you're going to wind up in the hill and be better winding up there with the record showing that you cooperated to the extent of letting the president go away without having this thing hanging over him. And he agreed with me 100%. Now, he said, of course, I don't handle this. They got a committee of six or seven men, I think it is. And his man on there is Ramsey. So I told him that I was going to get in touch with the committee, and he said, all right, I'll call them right away. Now, I assumed that he was with me. He made no indication of anything different. He said he agreed with me. It made sense. Now, when I got over there the next morning to talk to them, I found them that all of them were in pretty good frame of mind toward the thing, except Ramsey. And then I left them. They were going to talk to Waits, and then they gave Waits a no. And afterwards, Mike Fox, who's the chairman of the group, and he's just he's the secretary of their association, he called me back and said, can I get them back on Sunday and tell them that this is a direct request from the president, that you want them to do this and answer requests from the president? I said, yes, you do that, because he felt that it wasn't clear in some of their minds on Saturday whether they were being asked to do this voluntarily or on a request from Waits or from you. So I said, yes, you give them that request. So he got them together yesterday afternoon for an hour and a half or so, and then he called me back and said, he says, it's still no. He says, and it would be yes, except for this one fella. He says, he's, and this fella's going to retire in a couple of months, this Ramsey, but he just seems to have a bit in his teeth. Now, I want to be fair to C. Miller. I have no indication that C. Miller and Ramsey are in agreement on this.
Now, I want you to watch C. Miller and Ramsey. There's something peculiar. We had the same trouble with the airline strike.
Yeah.
And now, this morning, after we got them over to White House, all of them agreed, and I said, now, I'm the last man in the world. I don't want to break any strike, and I'm not going to break any, but I've got to look after the nation, and I have asked them to just give us time. And the committee went off, the House agreed to take it up by unanimous consent and do it tomorrow, and then the Senate committee came back and said, well, we want to know. You've asked them. I said, I asked them through Mr. Wirtz and through Mr. Meany, and I deal with the top men in the Labor Department and with the labor unions. And they said, well, would you give us a letter and make it public at the White House? And I said, no, I will not. And they said, why? I said, well, I don't want to be hitting the labor from the White House and make them look bad and say that the president asked them on the eve of an international conference and they refused their own president. And I said, I don't know what the reasons are, but they are not enemies of mine. I don't want to publicize them, hurt the feeling. They said, well, it looks like then if you didn't ask them. I said, oh, yes, we did. I asked through Wirtz and through Meany, but I'll write a letter. So I turned around to Russ, Wirtz. I said, they said they want something in the record. I said, Wirtz, you dictate what happened. So Wirtz dictated a note and said, the request was made of them on behalf of the president, and they considered it, and they declined it.
That's just positive.
And he didn't mention anybody's name, C. Miller or Ramsey.
That's positive.
And so they asked me if I'd sign the letter. So I signed it, sent it up there, got it up there. Teddy Kennedy said, well, let's get Ramsey in here. And they got Ramsey in, and he said, now, Mr. Ramsey, if the president would call you all down to the White House, ask you to do this, would you do it? And Ramsey said, yes, he thought maybe they would do it. And he said, well, then in effect, you haven't had a request. And Wirtz got mad then, jumped up and said, yes, I have had a request, and I'm making it again right now. Yeah. And I'm authorized to make it on behalf of the president. And you remember last time when I asked them, they went out and C. Miller agreed to it, and then the union people said that I pressured them from the White House. So I didn't want to pressure anybody. I didn't want to call them. I just let my regular people do it. So they're going to notify them at 6:30. Now, I hope they tell them. I don't know. Nobody can tell, but I hope they say they'll voluntarily do it. It would look better for their standpoint, and it keeps Congress from getting overheated. They just denounced me, several of them this morning, said we ought to have a compulsory arbitration. Why are you peddling for 20 days?
Yeah.
I said, well, I may have to come back at the end of the 20, but I want to call in some good negotiators and try to rework it. So I think it'd be a lot better if they do it now, because if they go on, if they have to pass it tomorrow, then they got to fly it to me. It takes 12 hours before it gets there, and then I have to sign it. And all of that will bring a little sentiment, I'm afraid.
Well, that meeting at 6:30?
They're going to notify Lester Hill by 6:30. They're meeting now. Ramsey agreed to go back with Fox and consult whoever they're supposed to consult.
The other people, they don't have to consult any of the other people. Will all go along. Uh-huh. Ramsey's the fellow that's been blocking it.
Does he have the authority to act if
he
wants to?
They had an agreement among themselves that they wouldn't do anything unless it was unanimous, and he was taking advantage of it. I'll call there and see if I can put some...
Call Ramsey, and I don't want to be talking to him. Then call me and tell me what he says to you.
Well, I won't call Ramsey. I'll call Fox.
Yeah, well, call and then let me know what you hear.
Okay.